understanding what motivates your market is super, super important, because when you tap into their motives in your content and in your messaging, it creates empathy. And empathy is very powerful, because when you show people that you understand what they're going through, rather than just teaching them how to information, but show them how that you understand what they're dealing with, the time frame that it takes them to trust you has shortened big time. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up? This is Tyler Basu. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Now, one of the biggest mistakes that I see other businesses making when they're creating content, when they're running ads, they're building funnels to try to bring in more customers, and they're doing these things without having clearly defined who an ideal customer or client is for them. They haven't defined their perfect buyer. And so they end up attracting, sometimes by accident, the wrong types of leads, the wrong types of prospects, and then generating sales out of those leads and even retaining those customers afterwards can become a bit of a struggle. So it's really important, before you start creating content and running ads and building marketing funnels and all this fancy stuff and all this inbound marketing types of activities, that you take the time to define who you actually want as a customer. Who's the ideal buyer for whatever product or service you're trying to sell? And some of you will have businesses or be a part of businesses where there are multiple target audiences, like there are different segments because you have so many different products and services. And so for every one of those segments, there's a different ideal buyer. But for most 6- and 7-figure businesses, they generally just have one core offer, maybe some supplementary offers. But they're all serving the same target market, just at different price points and with different products and services, but it's the same target market. So if that's you, then you only have to go through this exercise once. You only have to develop that buyer profile for your business one time. And if you do have products and services that are specifically for completely different people or different segments of your market, then you might want to go through this exercise for each one of those segments. But the point is that we're defining who we actually want to attract with our marketing before we start marketing. And that way we avoid making the mistake of attracting the wrong people and then it becoming a real struggle to convert them into customers, or maybe we get them as customers or clients and then we realize that that's not actually an ideal customer or client for us. So I'm going to walk you through the types of information that you should be collecting as you develop a profile for your ideal buyer. And by the way, if you need some help collecting this information, I have some survey templates that you can send out to your audience or to your list of customers to get this information from them. So if you want those templates, just go to the resource section of our website, influenceandscale.com/resources, and look for the customer research template. Okay, you can download that and you'll get all my emails and my questions and that you can use in surveys when you reach out to your audience and get all this information from them. Otherwise, you're going to develop this profile based on what you already know about your best customers. But I would still recommend reaching out to them directly to help fill in any gaps in your current knowledge of your ideal customers. Now, before we jump into collecting information on your ideal buyer for a product or service, it's important to at least consider how the product or service is positioned. So make some notes on what the particular product or service is that you're trying to sell to this buyer. What's the outcome that they're hoping for in buying that product or service? Like, what's the result that it helps them to accomplish? What are the benefits of that outcome? And what is the pain or the frustration that you're helping them avoid by buying your product or service? And the answers to these questions are essentially how your offer is positioned, because we want to ensure that the thing that you're trying to sell is perceived as valuable to the buyer that you're trying to reach. So before you create the profile for your buyer, make sure you've thought through how the offer itself is packaged and positioned for that buyer, and then jump into creating the profile for the buyer. Okay, so the first category of information on your buyer profile is going to be their demographics. And this is the surface level stuff like how old they are, what gender, where do they live, job titles, annual income, education, that kind of stuff. It's important, but it doesn't tell you why they buy. It just creates filters for your targeting. Because on platforms like Facebook or LinkedIn, where you can run ads and promote content and build target audiences, having that demographic information is going to be handy, but it doesn't tell you why those people buy or why they would be interested in you. It's just like the first level of filters that you want to add to your targeting. So ask yourself, of all your best clients or customers or of the people that you most want to work with, are there cutoffs? Like, is there a cutoff of a minimum age or a maximum age? Are there certain cities or countries that you're targeting? Are there certain industries or job titles? Is there a minimum amount of income they need? Is there a minimum amount of education they need? Like, what are some of these things that would qualify or disqualify them as a potential client for you? So those are the demographic details that you want to add to your buyer profile. The second category of information is their information sources. So where are they already learning about your industry? If you're a financial planner, for example, who already has the attention of somebody that wants help with financial planning? So ask yourself, are there other influencers and other experts in your industry that are already producing content that your market pays attention to? Are there magazines or online publications, blogs, YouTube channels that they get information from? Are there any groups on social media that they're a part of, or any online forums that they're a part of? Are there any best-selling books that most of the people in your market have read or are reading? What other companies are they a customer of? Are there specific tools or software or products that they've purchased, and are they following those companies online? And lastly, are there any associations or events that they would be a part of? So these are kind of in-person functions that they might go to, seminars, conferences, etc., that your target audience goes to. So I recommend thinking of, you know, at least 3 to 5 things, but 5 to 10 is even better for each of these categories I've just mentioned. And what you end up with is a really good snapshot of all the places that your ideal buyers are already getting information from when they're thinking about solving the problem that your business helps them solve. The third category of information is the psychographics. So these are what motivates your market. And there's two types of motivators. There's things that people are trying to get away from, and there's things that they're trying to get to. So the things they're trying to get away from are the frustrations and the fears. Like, that's the negative stuff. What are the frustrations that they're dealing with right now, and what are the fears that they have around your subject matter, your industry? And then on the flip side, the positive motivators are the goals and the aspirations. So are there specific goals they're trying to accomplish, things that they're trying to have or do? And are there specific aspirations, things that they're trying to be? And understanding what motivates your market is super, super important, because when you tap into their motives in your content and in your messaging, it creates empathy. And empathy is very powerful, because when you show people that you understand what they're going through, rather than just teaching them how to information, but show them how that you understand what they're dealing with, the time frame that it takes them to trust you is shortened big time. The next category of information is the sales objections. So when someone's considering buying from you, what are the top questions that they have? Or what are the obstacles to buying? And what is your response to each one of those questions or each one of those objections? And I recommend that you list at least the top 3 to 5 objections that you hear the most often. How is a potential client wording that objection? What language are they using when they pose that objection? And what do they need to believe to be true to overcome that objection? You need to transfer that belief to them. And that can be done with content before you even talk to somebody, but you got to know what it is in the first place to be able to do that. And then the last piece that I would have you add to your buyer profile is actual examples of your best buyers. Make a list of your favorite customers or clients, or, you know, the ones that were the most qualified, that were the easiest to work with, that paid you the most money, and just overall it was a great experience serving them. Make a list of as many of them as you can, and then add the links to their Facebook profile or their LinkedIn profile to your buyer profile, so that there are actual examples. There's real examples for you or people on your team to reference as ideal clients and as past clients that you've helped that fit this criteria. And you might even find, by going and taking a look at their Facebook or LinkedIn and just paying attention to what pages they like and what content they engage with and where they leave a comment, that'll help you gather some of this information. So just as a quick recap, the main categories of information that you want to collect and put them into your buyer profiles are the demographics, their information sources, their psychographics, and the objections and responses. Okay, these four categories combined help make up a really detailed profile of who an ideal buyer is for you. And you might already have a lot of this information just in your own head from knowing these things about your customers or your clients. But I would highly recommend, if you haven't done this before, actually reach out to your audience, reach out to your email list and your current or your past clients and ask them some of these questions to get this information, because they may tell you things that you didn't actually know. And they'll help you build this profile because I promise you the people that you've worked with and that you really enjoyed working with, there are more of them out there. And so if you can define them as best as you can and then use that information to guide your marketing and to guide what you put into your content and to guide where you run your ads and all that kind of stuff, then that puts you in a great position to attract more buyers that are just like the ones that you have and that worked out well for your business. And if you want to use my templates for doing that research, just grab them from the resource section of our site, influenceandscale.com/resources. Look for the customer research template. And if you end up using it and learning some stuff about your market that comes as a surprise to you or that ends up being really valuable for you, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out, let me know that you use the template and how it was helpful for you. But on that note, I'll wrap up this episode. And I just want to reiterate that when it comes to creating content and marketing your business, always think through who you're actually trying to attract with everything that you're doing. Once you have this detailed buyer profile, it serves as the foundation for your marketing decisions. It helps guide what platforms you should spend your time on, what topics you should cover in your content, what type of marketing funnel would do a good job of converting that target audience into a buyer for you. The answers to all these questions stem from having that clarity on who the ideal buyer is for your business. So thanks again for listening. I appreciate you. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.